anything, but I'll ask around.
All right, thank you.
I don't know anything about a lot of things. Okay, so yesterday at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, everybody was there to see Houston Nutt. But we got a little sidebar, a little sideshow with an old favorite named Tiger Bait. What happened yesterday, Chris Kane, reporter guy?
Okay, here's what happened.
Let's go to Chris Kane, who's on the scene.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right. The aforementioned Tiger Bait was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, as he has been week after week. And Kelly Lassane, who does a fantastic job of running the club.
Fantastic.
She is spectacular. Doing
spectacular.
She wears 10 hats at that club.
Hats all over the place.
So she was walking around, and the man named Tiger Bait was standing in the back, and she asked him, did you pay this week?
Let me point out, too, though, there was an inordinate turnout for Houston.
Huge. I mean, they had to bring in more tables, more chairs constantly. Throughout the whole, the room was completely packed. And Tiger Bait said that he did, and he had a ticket that he presented to her. And I don't know the whole story of what he paid, the amount of money, or how much he's paid, or if he has a membership.
He doesn't have a membership.
Okay, so he doesn't have a membership. I don't get to listen to the show with no name, so I don't know all the details about him calling in, claiming that he has allegedly gotten in for free. But I do know that she escorted him out after several attempts to try to get him to pay, and that's all I saw. But she was you don't mess with Kelly Lassane. That's all I can say.
No.
She was direct. She was enforcive, and she made sure that she got everything taken care of. And I'm sure he will be calling in to give his side of the story.
Then again, maybe he won't.
Pretty soon. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he won't. I heard he tried to call in this morning, though.
Sporting Life Arkansas has a story online about Lyon College returning to football after a 62-year hiatus. So I'll try to print that off, and we can share some details of that. So
and Jim Harris is joining us later in the show from Sporting Life Arkansas.
Jim can we'll make sure to mention that to him.
So that's what happened yesterday. Right. There was your sideshow, and I don't know if he's going to pay for a membership or not, but I do know that David Basil acknowledged Kelly Lassane, and she got a standing ovation.
I do know that Tiger Bait's not going back to the Touchdown Club for free. I do know that.
No. Well, and you shouldn't. You should pay because it's a great organization. They do great work. They bring in speakers for everybody to come listen to, get a good lunch. Awesome venue. It, as Jeff Long said, it beats the Northwest Arkansas Touchdown Club. Hands down, and I've been to that, so I know.
Speaking of lunch, yesterday after the Little Rock Touchdown Club, there was such a huge turnout that I ended up, instead of eating lunch there, I took Phil Elson and Matt Harris out to lunch.
And where did you go?
We went to Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings.
I'm jealous!
Now, what I didn't realize is that neither one of these two guys have ever been there.
Neither.
So what I did was I got a smorgasbord of sorts. So I had them each get the crawfish bisque, which they both loved.
Naturally.
Then we got a basket of hush puppies. We got 20 wings. We got Thai chili wings and garlic parmesan wings. Matt got a crawfish po' boy sandwich. Phil got a fish and shrimp platter. I had oh my gosh, it was so good. They had a buffalo chicken sandwich yesterday with pepper cheese. Had a little bit of spicy meatball to it. It was so delicious. So delicious. And we all sort of, ate off of all of that, and obviously we couldn't finish it all, but it was.
Did you just walk out of there 10 pounds heavier? Could you even move out? I mean, that spread sounds like it.
I mean, number one, Tiger Bait is on line one. But you know what? I'll get to him when I can get to him. I'll get to you in just a second. Hang on. Go get your undies in a bundle. This guy.
It says Mr.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Keithley Service can be live fan feedback.
It's a play on words.
Mike in the Ville, listening to you talk about Crazy Mike's is not good for a fat guy that works from home. Well, I suggest you go over there and get you some. You'd be happy you did. Mitchell says, Tiger Bait and the Realist had a small temper tantrum at each other on the show with no name.
Oh, yeah, really?
I heard it. It was weak. I was very disappointed.
It was no Ira?
No, I was disappointed. I thought it was shaping up to be really good. See, Tiger Bait is all steak, or is all sizzle, rather, and no steak. He didn't have a whole lot of content, but he sells it better than anybody. And the Realist just did not come to play. He was about four cups of coffee shy from being ready to roll. Tiger Bait!
The Realist eats at Western Sizzlin'. Tiger Bait eats at Roots Chris.
All right.
That's the difference, Justin. And I'm glad I got a radio station that will let me vent now, because Tommy used to let me rant and rave, and then I'd come on you. You'd cut me off. Now he's cut me off, and now with you I can rant and rave. What happened?
What's your problem?
Oh, there's no problem. I just wanted to say a couple of things about what happened yesterday. And Chris, I apologize for you being a third party to that. I know you were embarrassed. I was certainly embarrassed. She did it in front of your father. She did it in front of everybody. But Kelly, let me tell you something. I wasn't thrown out, people. I was not thrown out. I left on my own accord. I got a phone call. Okay? I had more money in my pocket yesterday than she makes in a month. And, Kelly, one other thing. Honey Boo Boo called. She wants her hairstyle and her wardrobe back.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're taking cheap shots at a friend
That's
of mine, you
mean.
Knucklehead.
She took cheap shots at me.
You
in front
showed
of
up in ratty shorts and tennis shoes at a semi-formal event. It's a business casual event, Tiger Bait. Not, it ain't a pickup basketball game. You're not running to McDonald's, cowboy. I mean, this is a nice deal. Have a little class. Don't show. You're disrespecting the event by showing up like that.
95% of people come in their work clothes, Justin. Actually, I dressed up for the event yesterday.
Yeah, but okay. If you don't work in a look, I'm wearing shorts today, but I ain't wearing shorts to the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Well, maybe you need to start doing that. Be a little bit more.
Maybe you need to pull the $50 out. Why do you think you're so special, you egomaniacal freak? I mean, what is wrong with you?
David asked me to come to the Touchdown Club.
And pay your $50 like everybody else. You're not special.
Hey, does Roger pay? Does Tommy pay? I just assume it was a comp deal.
You're not a media member. You just want to be one.
Chris, did you not tell me yesterday, aren't you a media member, Tiger Bay? Did you not say that?
I said it in jest.
Yes, his tongue was firmly planted in his cheek, and everybody else wants to put their boot firmly planted in your ace. Now, stay out of people's way and play ball like the rest of the public. You're not special. Your football team may be, but you're not.
Can I do my Brett Bielema? We came here to win the SEC, and we came here to gain 3 yards on 6 carries in the fourth quarter when it meant the most, and that's exactly what we did.
Tiger Bader.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, I picked your team to beat Georgia today. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't hear that. I did not hear that. Otherwise, I'd be so sweet on the radio today.
He did.
You owe Kelly Lassane an apology, and you need to get on it. You're never going to be allowed out there.
Kelly,
pay your $50.
Join.
How many plastic trees do you have to sell to make $50?
Join.
I'm apologizing right now. Kelly, Honey Boo Boo, if you're
shut up.